Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Gear from MLBShop.com helps you show everyone what team you're with before you even say a word. So people start asking you things locals and fans know, like,
you with the crew?
You from the D?
Where'd you go to high school?
Your dad put you in brown and gold?
You see skins, girl?
You get your Dodger dog?
Siempre 305?
You see Big Dumper 60?
Do you see him put Vladdy in the jacket?
How about 4070?
You see Judges 62?
Shohei's 50-50.
The gear says it all.
Cut from the city. Go to MLBShop.com.
MLB trademarks used with permission.
I heard a report, and I have to call BS, and only because I live this. I heard a report this morning that says that Pittsburgh's the most affordable housing market in the country. Now, let me say this. It's actually kind of scary. The average median price for a home in America is pushing $450,000. Raise your hand if you can afford that. $450,000. Let me do some quick math for you. If you're just pragmatic about your money, you can generally afford a house that is twice your income. So if you make $220,000, you can afford $450,000. To help you with that, the median income in Allegheny County for a family of four is $54,000. Hello. Which puts you now on the high end. It's about $90,000, okay, the median. Even at $90,000, you ain't buying no $400,000 house. Just saying. Other than education and healthcare, which are screwed up, the biggest issue facing Americans right now is I can't buy a house. I'm screwed. And then on top of that, these mega venture capital backed landlords that own 50,000 properties screw you because they just say raise the rent. If you can't pay it, get the hell out. With that, the average they say for Pittsburgh for a house is $250,000. My man Patrick, who is knows real estate, knows the neighborhoods, knows the climate, Patrick. Jump in here, my man. I'm going to throw this at you real quick, then I got to get to my guru today. Where the F can I buy, in a good neighborhood, Patrick, where the F can I buy a house in a good neighborhood for $250,000 in Pittsburgh? Where, son?
There are very few.
Well, name one.
I will say there are parts of Crafton where you can find a house.
Crafton.
But
find one for me in the break in Crafton. Someone out there. Oh, hold on. Before I let him go,
yep.
You live in Aspinwall.
Yeah.
In Aspinwall, let's say 10 years ago, I could buy a house there for $250,000, could I not?
Oh, absolutely. You could buy a house there 10 years ago for, you know, $130,000,
seriously?
$140,000.
Yeah. Seriously?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Absolutely.
Damn.
It's gone way up.
Same with Dormont 10 years ago.
Yep. The average now is mid threes.
In Aspinwall.
And up in Aspinwall.
In Dormont's 265.
Yep.
You're screwed.
Yeah. If you need more than two bedrooms, absolutely.
Okay. So one of my favorite people on earth is Kiki. And only because she's so bright. She's funny as hell. She's in your face. and she knows what the hell she's talking about. Hi there, young lady.
Hey. How are you?
I really did. I thought about you this morning. Because I know you know this, and I know you have this sense of value. And I'm going to ask you the same question.
Okay.
Where can I find a house for you and your husband, who's sitting to my left, in a good, all caps, good neighborhood in Pittsburgh for $250,000?
Now, you said in the city, though.
Yeah.
You're not going to find that in the city.
Nowhere, right?
No, not really.
No,
I mean,
chance.
Not really, but if you had to look, probably Verona, probably Penn Hills. It really depends.
Verona, no way, right, Patrick? Not anymore.
I've seen some.
Yeah, Verona right now, there are
I've seen some, yeah.
There are lots of fixer-uppers.
Yep. They're not big houses, though.
Aren't
you
they?
Have to live within your means, Marty. You
and
can't.
Are they sketch? They need a lot of work?
Not the ones that I've looked at, no. And I'm not, and I've looked.
Yeah.
So I'm not going over $250,000, $300,000.
So you've already eliminated the city completely from your mindset.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the taxes and... Yeah, it is. It's a lot because it's city living.
So I grew up in the city, Shadyside.
Shadyside.
If I'm lying, I am dying. The house that my parents that I grew up in when they bought it again 50 years ago,
right?
It was $8,000. That house today on Noble Street and Groovy Side.
Wow.
$850,000. No parking.
But
sister.
But here's the thing for me,
no
Marty.
Parking, sister.
The house didn't change. The house didn't get bigger.
No.
There were no rooms that just
appeared.
Same house. Maybe
same
got
house.
Some paint, fixed a few walls.
Yep.
So I don't understand why the prices
doctors and lawyers
have hiked.
Right, Patrick?
Yeah.
Doctors and lawyers made it hip.
Yep. The hospitals.
Yep.
But your paycheck didn't.
Hell no.
Your paycheck didn't grow.
So the house that my family lived in growing up, there's no way you're living in Shadyside ever.
Nope. I've always wanted to live in Shadyside and Regent Square.
Right on.
And also Mexican War Streets. I love those.
Regent Square, Patrick, 500,000 and up?
About that.
Yeah, I would say
huh?
so.
Yep. Huh?
Yeah, I haven't looked over there in a while, but
mm-hmm.
yeah.
How about Kiki? Hmm. One of my boys just sent me a text. Houses on my street in Highland Park, 500,000 to 800,000. Highland Park,
Highland
man.
Park, because you got the zoo.
Yes!
And that's about it. And that's about
beautiful.
It.
Well, remember, yep. 20 years ago in Highland Park... It was a huge crime problem.
Huge.
We had shootings well, it's not and stabbings anymore. On a
no,
regular
no.
basis.
But there are beautiful no, houses over there.
The homes have been remodeled. I mean, there are homes over there.
It's beautiful over
that
there.
They're massive. We're talking
I have a friend
like
that lives over there. It's beautiful.
Homes.
But hold on, mm-hmm. Kiki. What I'm saying is most Americans
mm-hmm.
are shut out of something good like this. There are 5 million Americans right now that can't even begin to afford a home at all. That's insane. It's the highest number ever.
Marty, I have to say that there are programs, though, that help families. Urban League helps families. There are local banks that help families that are looking. You have to go through some classes and maybe take some workshops, receive certificates or whatever, and then they help you with the down payment. I would say the heaviest part of home ownership is getting the down payment.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mortgage payments are less than rent payments.
Right on.
Because
now they
investing.
Want 10 to 20% to get a decent rate,
yep.
my dear, they want 10 to 20% down,
yeah,
which is insane.
It is, but you own it. And I'm all for ownership.
Oh, hell yeah.
I'm tired of paying somebody else's mortgage.
No. So where are you looking right now in the range that you can afford with your husband who sits to my left every
yeah,
day?
Yeah, he's listening.
Oh, yeah, you're in trouble.
You're right. Well, he's a city guy.
Yeah.
So he likes to live in the city. He loves the city. He loves being downtown. He loves that.
Okay.
I'm suburban. I love being in the suburbs. So it'd have to be closer to city, right, hon?
So hold on. All of these starter homes
yeah.
are being bought up by these venture capital morons
mm-hmm.
who are controlling the rent and screwing the entire marketplace.
Yeah.
Are they not?
Yep. Yeah? Rent's going up. And it's ridiculous. It really is. For no reason whatsoever.
Significant number of middle-class Americans are screwed.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. I agree.
And at some point, my dear, because you work your ass off, you just do. It's kind of your thing.
I do.
I need the truth. Don't you kind of hit the wall? Like this kind of, you get this kind of this sucks moment?
It's frustrating. Yeah, absolutely it is. But if you're the type of person that lets that frustration motivate you to work harder or to maybe strategize and how do you find programs and save money, then that's what you have to do. So you do get frustrated. That's life.
That's why we're doing this today. You sent out an email yesterday that kind of piqued my interest in you in these programs.
Yep.
Can you hang?
Yeah.
All right. I want to get into some of the options and opportunities. But I also want to point out that we went through every good neighborhood in the city. Mm-hmm. Most people can't afford them. Nope. Period. End of story. Mm-hmm. It's just the damn truth. And it hurts.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over a million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShare Health. We got you.
I'm from the time I met her, I love Kiki Brown only because she kind of has that same kind of ability and willingness to tell the truth like I do, except she's more mature about it. And now I love her more because she's married to my favorite, my man to my left, Trevin. And I thought of her this morning because you sent out a station-wide email that actually piqued my interest. I'm not trying to create a sense of hopelessness.
Mm-hmm.
But there's two schools of thought here. If you're middle class, you're out. If you want a nice house, and I'm talking, you can't ever.
Mm-hmm.
I'm keeping it real. If you want to live in Squirrel Hill, Patrick, you got to make $300,000 a year. Do you not, sir?
Absolutely.
$300,000, yeah. Kiki. The high end of the median income in the county is like $75,000. You're a one percenter if you're making $300,000.
Right.
So the middle class is out of there.
Yeah.
But what do you do to help folks get to a place where they can afford a home and start the process of owning something, like you said?
Well, you attend programs. You attend programs hosted by the Urban League.
I see.
Or there's an event this weekend that is for home ownership for people who have aspirations on becoming a homeowner because the rent life is just too much. And so you go to those events like that and you find those services. There are banks that have programs help you.
They'll help you.
Yeah, they'll help you.
And they'll get you in a house without 10% down?
Now, that I don't know. That's something that you'll have to find out when you get there. But they do help you with the down payment, and they help you with the application. And they do soft pulls on your credit. That's another thing. A lot of people aren't educated on their credit scores. So they have no idea what they're eligible for,
right,
as far as resources are concerned. And their credit score could be 700. They don't even know.
But if it's 180 and some people have that, they're screwed.
Yeah, we're living with mom at that point.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
If you're there, and this is where you're talking about you get help
right
fixing that.
Yeah.
Because if you go in there with a high credit score, you can't get a loan for any decent rate. You just can't.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
With a high credit score?
Low, like 170.
Yeah, they're not talking to you.
Ever.
No. They're not talking to you.
And what happens is people get, I think they get angry writing a check for
it's
rent.
It's frustrating, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all your money.
Yeah.
Now you have to feed your family.
Yeah.
And you put gas in your car.
Right.
And don't forget there's also insurance and utilities that you have to pay for. So in addition to the money that you're shelling out for rent.
Hubby, Trevin, my man, jump in here. You feel this same frustration, do you not, sir?
Do I not talk to you about the gas station every week?
Yeah.
So I definitely feel the frustration.
But the housing thing is massive, is it not?
First of all, you have to make a decision of whether or not you want to be in the city or in the suburbs. And then once you get past that point, it is very frustrating because when you're looking at the pricing and people act like gentrification is a bad word. Gentrification is real.
Oh, yeah.
And that has increased the prices in some communities where it prices out people. Like, you're forcing people to go to other places and you're not providing other areas for them upon to have affordable housing.
Do you sometimes think, because I sense this from you sometimes, that you'll never own a home, a good home, because you'll never be able to pay the nut, as I call it?
Are you talking to me?
I am, sir.
Don't I work with you?
Yes, sir.
Don't I work here? Unless something should change, no.
Mm. Kiki,
mm.
Jump in here.
I couldn't hear him.
That sometimes you get frustrated thinking, I may never own a good home in a good neighborhood.
It is. It is definitely frustrating. Absolutely. But that's why you have family and that's why you have those resources and you have community programs that help you get there. If that's truly your ambition, if that's your goal, there are programs out there to help you. And not only will they help you get the resources or get the home, but they help you stay in the home. Now, you're going to have to do some sacrificing, some saving some money. You can't go to Starbucks every week or every day.
Well, yeah.
Certain things, you got to pack lunches. You really have to discipline yourself to do those things. I'm not disciplined. He's the disciplined one.
No,
I'm not
I love
the disciplined
him.
One. But yeah.
And the thing is, though, Marty, and I'm not downing where I work or bashing, you know, KDKA or anything like that. There are just those jobs that people have to grab at this point to survive. And the money that you're getting isn't the money that will help you deal with these housing prices. And like Kiki said, if the prices are going up, the house didn't change.
No, man.
You know, so it's the economy. It's a lot that's going on right now. So if the job market isn't matching the housing, of course, it's going to be unaffordable housing.
I'm calling up this number. You're going to die. Wow. The median price of a home in America right now, today, $420,000.
Mm.
Come on, man. Wow. In the Midwest, 300s. In California, $800,000.
Jeez.
Wow.
But people are making more money over there. They are. They're making a lot more money over there.
I have nephews in San Francisco. Mm-hmm. They will not live there because they can never afford a house.
Well, I wouldn't want to because of the fires.
San Francisco, this young man that I know who's dating my daughter, he has a startup, an AI startup. Mm-hmm. It's a true story. Mm-hmm. I told Patrick this. And imagine moving out there. You're single. You're a teacher. He's living in kind of a moderately priced neighborhood in San Francisco. Mm-hmm. His rent is $23,000 a month. A month, Trevin.
How many bedrooms?
Three. $23,000 a month.
Are you exaggerating?
No.
$23,000 or $2,300?
$1,000. Patrick, he knows this.
Yeah.
This is where they're at. This is what's happened.
What?
Yes. Hey, Patrick, we've seen guys that work for Google live in trailers out there. I'm just saying.
Yep.
And are you sure your comma is in the right position?
Yeah.
I believe that.
By the way, he told us his story this weekend, and my wife said the same thing you did. You mean 2,200? He said, no, 23,000.
And that's what I was saying, Marty. If the job market isn't matching up with the housing market, I mean, how do you afford that?
Well, here's what happens. Here's what's happened in America. The richest just laugh and pay cash.
Yep.
They buy whatever the F they want.
Yep.
And then everyone else is poor.
Yeah. That's why you got to learn that game. What's the game they plan to learn it?
Or you're out.
Or you're out.
And the middle class is no longer 80,000. It's now 250,000. Patrick, we've read this, have we not?
We have.
Middle class is now 300,000 a year. How many people do you know that make 300, Kiki?
I do know some people.
Yep.
I know some people.
Yep.
Yeah.
But the gap's getting wider.
Yeah, right.
I'm not hating here. I'm just saying here, it's increasingly difficult for a family that wants to have a home to have that home, which is why couples are waiting to get married.
Yeah.
And why they're living in mom's basement.
And starting families.
Right on.
Yep.
Right? Yep.
They don't want to. It costs too much. That's sad.
And when my parents were married, it was cool to be poor. You can have eight kids and somehow work it out. You can't do that anymore, can you?
Nope. Mm-mm.
If you go to the store and buy tennis shoes for five kids,
ooh,
that's $800.
They better be on somebody's basketball
team. That's what I'm saying.
Playing first string.
I went to Giant Eagle yesterday and bought food for my family, me and my son. It was $530, right? Yeah. This is where we're at. Throw a house into that. The average car is now $51,000, right?
Yeah. That's the lower end.
You're buying a used beater for $35,000.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of overwhelming sometimes, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so do you have the data in front of you for that? When is the seminar? If not, just get it to us and we'll publicize it.
Yeah, it's this Saturday. It's at Petra International Ministries in East Hills. Free parking. It's absolutely free. It is the Pittsburgh Affordable Home Ownership Roadshow.
Nice.
This is actually the third year they've had it.
Nice.
And it is hosted by TransUnion, PNC Park, Petra International Ministries, and Mount Airy Baptist Church. So there's two local churches that are also helping families get some support and get the resources. And they're doing soft pool credit, and they're helping you on your down payment as well.
Let's get you and someone from there on Thursday or Friday on this show.
Okay.
Okay?
I got you.
I love you. I love that you're frank and honest in how much you care about this town. And you dragged him in with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
That's my best friend right there.
He's a nice person, isn't he?
He's okay.
I like to get him angry.
I can hear you.
Oh, sorry.
The American dream is no longer a dream for most Americans. And that is an American tragedy. Until most Americans, like our parents, can say, yeah, I'm buying a house. Until that can happen. It's not America the way we want it.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Gear from MLBShop.com helps you show everyone what team you're with before you even say a word. So people start asking you things locals and fans know, like,
you with the crew?
You from the D?
Where'd you go to high school?
Your dad put you in brown and gold.
You see skins, girl?
You get your Dodger dog?
Siempre 305.
You see Big Dumper 60?
Do you see him put Vladdy in the jacket?
How about 47?
You see Judges 62?
Shohei's 50-50.
The gear says it all.
Cut from the city. Go to MLBShop.com.
MLB trademarks used with permission.
People say, I got you, all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShareHealth. We got you.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm not trying to bring it down on the housing thing. I'm not. It's just, this is where we're at now in America. This is why so many Americans have anxiety about stuff like housing and car, food costs. I sat on our back deck last night with my brother, Chris, who's been extremely successful, and talked about, and I know Patrick has talked about this, we always wonder, like my father always wondered what I would have. He just did. And he always wanted me to do better than he did. As a man, I could never compete, ever. I mean, he was too great. Too much of a leader, too much wisdom, too much kindness, just too many leadership skills. I could never do that. I just couldn't. Financially, yes. Yeah. But I don't know. My daughter, Sophia, right now she's in court hanging with the president judge, quite frankly. She wants to be a lawyer. But it's a long road, and it's $300,000 more on top of her Pitt education for law school. Chloe, she's a freshman, but she's straight A's and already hanging out at businesses. She hung out at Oakmont Bakery last week, planning to hang out at Sarah's to watch the big boys work and how they manage. And Vince is just kind of getting along. He's a sophomore. And I don't know. But I do want them to own homes. I do. And look, hold on. So the average cost of a home in America, keep that in your mind, it's 400, let's say 420,000. The median income, just keeping it real here, income, median household income. Wow, Patrick. The median household income in Pittsburgh is $65,000. So you can't buy no house, my man.
No.
No.
Not on that income.
No way, brother. So what's the median household income in America? Household income. This is why I love AI, by the way. Because it all comes down to that. In America. And can these kids buy homes? Here we go. Median in America. Whoa. $85,000. Whoa. Can't afford a house. Some cities, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, some places the housing prices are a lot lower, but... So, you asked me to do a search earlier.
Yeah, go.
I did pull it up. So, I went to Zillow, just anybody else.
Thank you.
I did a search for homes between $25,000 and $250,000. That cuts out some of the, you know, dilapidated, really run-down places that no one's living in.
Well, $25,000 doesn't get you a penthouse, son.
No, but okay. It doesn't get you, you know... Stilts.
A trailer.
Stilts and no walls.
Anyway, go ahead. Sorry.
So there are, let's see, the number of properties. It was actually more than I thought there would be.
25,000? Come on, man. Look for 250 up.
250 up?
Yes.
I was going to under 250.
No.
Max of 250. There's a lot. 500, about 500 homes.
Well, no kidding for $25,000. Come on, man. Refocus your search. Come on. I want to talk about county council for a minute. They're replacing Pat Catena, I guess today. I just want to do a test. I'm not trying to be a jerk here. Patrick, can you throw that up again, please, my man? Patrick found the woman I was told is the main contender. Patrick is as smart as anyone in this town, and I pay attention to the media more than anyone. Did you ever? We've never interviewed her, ever.
Never, ever.
Ever.
Like, I recognize the last name, but put it all together, and no, I have never heard Michelle Nacarati.
Chapkus. She's the chairman of the government reform. She's a member of the Budget and Finance and County Council. Born and raised in Allegheny County. We're reading her bio. We've never had her... I don't know her at all.
No.
At all. But I'm told that she's going to be the next county council president. Fascinating. Wow. She spent 25 years focused on protecting our health and environment. There you go. Regional Land Trust. Good for her. She's a hell of a resume. Worked on the development and revision of municipal comprehensive plans and zoning. Served on local hearing zoning boards for a dozen years. There you go. What's her name again? Anybody out there know Michelle?
Michelle
Nacarati? Is that her? Nacarati?
Nacarati Chapkus.
Chapkus. She's the chair of the Future of Emergency Service Response. I don't know her. She's supposed to be the next county council president. Okay?
Well, I hope we get to know her soon.
Yeah. Have you seen her interviewed? Can we do a search?
Yeah, I can't say I've seen anything, but I will search once I...
Let's see if we see anything in news articles. It's kind of the issue that some people have with county council. There's too many of them. They think there should be three or four, and there's too many, and they have they have the budget to manage is more than $3 billion. She's an Allegheny County councilperson working to ensure health, sustainable future. Okay. Let's see if she made any news. She's in the voter's guide. Patrick, I'm not judging. I can't find her name.
Only in election coverage.
Right? Do you see her in any news coverage?
February 2024. Study finds high levels of harmful chemicals in Pittsburgh.
In the rivers. I'm seeing them. She was commenting. She's the executive director of Women for a Healthy Environment. Okay? My point is that who is she? What is she? What does she represent? No one knows except the people that sit in county council. And I'm told that she's going to be the next council president. We will gladly reach out to her and have a conversation with her about the future of Allegheny County.
Council meeting 5 p.m. tonight.
Tonight they're supposed to vote her in. Okay? All right. We will never end our discussion about housing because it's imperative that at some point someone in power says, you know, we're screwing over like 5 million American families that can't afford a house. I know so many young couples that are married that throw in their college loans and they'll never, ever, ever be able to buy a house. Ever. And so then they get angry. And then they lose their passion and their will. And then they say, we're not going to have kids. We can't afford them either. 5 million. It's the highest number ever recorded. So when they tell us that Pittsburgh is the most affordable city on earth for housing, okay. I want to take one of these big shots at one of these big realty firms and take them out to a nice neighborhood and find me a house for $250,000. Spare me. It's BS. My only commentary on the war in Iran is just, so a ceasefire is you fire missiles at ships. Okay, I'm just checking. I don't get it, man. I hope it ends. I hope it ends soon. I don't feel it, but it's not a ceasefire if you're firing at each other. Last I checked, I don't know what they expect us to believe, but it's stupid. The housing thing, it cannot fix itself. It will have to take some massive government program like they did when our parents came back. My father and so many other men came back from war who had served in the military, and they all bought homes because they and Patrick made this point in the break, and he's actually right. I know a bunch of home builders who can't build homes here. It's if you go to Texas, and we both live there, what happens in Texas is, and it's actually true, you drive up north of Dallas, and there's this massive field, massive, with these big-ass homes that you can afford. And they just do that. They put them up by the thousands. Thousands in Dallas every year. We'll put up 400 in Pittsburgh. It's just the truth. The big builders come in. They don't pay taxes. They get free land, and they're tax-exempt for 10 years, and they build their asses off. And then thousands of people fly in and buy those homes. It does not happen here. Hadi Hanna has been a longtime friend. I've known him for at least 20 years. Probably the best realtor I've ever met in my life. Well, he has 8,000 employees, and they do $7, $8 billion in stuff right now. He has said this from the time I met him. For 800 reasons, it's real tough to build in Pittsburgh, and even in the suburbs. In the city, crazy zoning ordinances, crazy side of the hill stuff, crazy teardowns. I'm just telling you what he tells me. Very little open space to build on. And so you end up doing a rehab, and it's really expensive. In a perfect world, someone would pay for the city to tear down the 9,000 vacant property it owns. And in a perfect world, they would build affordable housing in the range Patrick discussed of $250,000 in the city. They would just do that. And then you would create entire neighborhoods of middle-class families living in the city. That's what they did after World War II. And that's why we created this massive childbirth era, massive, we're moving to the suburbs kind of thing. And for those who want to live in the suburbs, let's use Cranberry as an example. Find me a house that's under $500,000. I'm not saying it's beautiful. Big plots of land. Wexford, same thing. The guys that build out there, they're good, and they do a hell of a job, but it's expensive. And Patrick did a search, and he found houses for $100,000. But you better have a lot of money to put in four bathrooms and fix the roof and everything else. And you're not going to be in a neighborhood you like. It's a nightmare. And I mentioned the median income in both Allegheny County, which is in the 70s. Just do the math. If you go to a real estate agent and you say, find me a house, they're going to ask for your income. Let's just round it up to $100,000. What they'll tell you is you can afford a house two times, right? I mean, to be comfortable, Patrick, two times. Yeah. Like some people try to push you to 2.5, but that's stressful.
Yeah, you got to factor in taxes. Yep. You got to factor in insurance.
Yep.
All those things.
You got to have a down payment.
Down payment, utilities.
To get a decent mortgage rate, you have to have 20% down, which no one has.
Yeah, unless you qualify for an FHA.
Yep.
or a VA loan.
Yep.
Veterans can get zero down. FHA, I think it's 10% down. But still, you gotta show receipts.
We both know the Southwest because we both work there. And I can tell you why people move to Texas. Because there are jobs and homes. It's just the truth. Why do companies move to Texas? They'll bring you out to the suburbs. They'll say, here's 500 acres. It's free. We'll put in all the infrastructure, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Jobs, homes, and no income tax.
Boom. Boom. Yeah. Done. Clean slate. I'm not jacking with unions. I'm not jacking with this. And I can sell your family a house, a four-bedroom house north of Dallas for $325,000 brand new. Huh? And there they go. And last year they built, seriously, I checked, they built like more than 5,000 homes in that area. Now it's massive. Pittsburgh, 400 to 600. And that's stretching it. I love it here. It's my home. I love it here. I it's the greatest place I've ever lived in. I lived in Dallas. I lived all over. I lived in L.A. But I feel for the man in L.A., Patrick, who's a cop or a teacher, just middle class, and someone says, you know, that house is $850,000 because that's the median price. You're screwed. You just are. And that's the American dream gone bad right now. That you cannot own a home. And then you rent and you're flushing money and you get no equity in anything. And then throw in the fact that you and the wife both owe $250,000 in college loans. That's $500,000. And here we sit. And none of it's easy. Someone in power needs to come up with a plan to offer millions of Americans affordable middle-class homes. And until that happens, we're going to keep talking about it. Because middle class isn't $500,000 home in Squirrel Hill or $750,000 in Shadyside. Just isn't.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
What you're listening to presumably doesn't suck, so neither should your sound system. Sonos lets you listen seamlessly from room to room. Same great sound, expertly tuned, astonishingly clear. It's not magic, but it's not not magic.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
People say, I got you, all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShareHealth. We got you.